Well, we've had some very exciting things happen in this past week, and I want to send this show out for some of those. And one of the exciting things is that Oregon became the 18th state to support equality for all people in the option for marriage. Now, that doesn't mean everybody wants to get married, but if you do want to get married, then congratulations, because Oregon just gave the go-ahead for marriage equality. And I want to send this song out to everybody who is able to finally take advantage of being a true American, whatever that means to you, especially to my friends Margaret and Sharon and several others in this area. And by the way, being the 18th state is very special. Some of you may know, if you work with the tarot cards or the Kabbalah, that the number 18 stands for life, as in to life, l'chaim. Well, as I say, Oregon did something right. So congratulations to everyone who can go on living their lives. as they like. And I also want to congratulate Oregon on a few other things. Jackson and Josephine County on banning GMOs. This is my personal opinion. And also, I appreciate that the Clatsop County supported ending torture for animals and also supported our river and our communities. So, good job. And speaking of good jobs, there is a group of people who have been doing a wonderful job, growing constantly, and they are the North Coast Printmakers Collective. And I have two of the members here, Kirsten Horning and Elizabeth Bond Zimmerman. Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Now, Kirsten, did I read something about you being, I don't know what, the head of this group, anarchistic group here?
What's the story? I am temporarily the president.
Ah. I see. Who decides when you leave, you or them? Or
I think it depends on who is willing to step up next.
Isn't it funny about these volunteer organizations? We're so good. Well, this is very exciting. How long have you folks been together as an actual collective, as a group?
Well, we've been together probably about between 4 and 5 years.
And before that?
You know, we were taking printmaking classes together at the college.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering, how it all came together, because you're not just all from Astoria either, are you?
Well,
Elizabeth,
across the river in Washington, and so are two other people. But we have or two from other places.
We have a couple of members from the Portland area.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful.
And across the river and Astoria and Seaside.
So let's send good wishes. I heard some good news last night to the guy who used to be your teacher. Who was that?
Royal Nebaker.
Royal Nebaker. Okay. I think Royal kind of sparked something around here. This printmaking craze that's just been fabulous. So thanks, Royal.
He's the reason that we're together as a collective.
Yes. Well, that's
very much so.
That's great. Now, how many of you are there? Ish.
There are approximately 15. Not everyone participates in each of the shows that we've put on, but
okay, so you're here today because on May 29th, which is this coming Thursday, it's before next show, so you had to come in today. And you're putting on a show at the Columbia Memorial Hospital Health and Wellness Pavilion. What does that mean? Is that an open area, or is that for patients only? Where is this?
It's a hallway in the building between patient areas and offices, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice venue. It's a lot of light and big, spacious walls.
So how long does this exhibit get to be up?
I think we're running through September.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a long show.
Oh, this is terrific. So everybody definitely will have a chance to see it. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see. I've got the card in front of me, and there's quite a bit of diversity here. And I'm wondering whether there are different processes as well, because when we say printmakers, what do we mean?
Well, there are a lot of different processes in printmaking. There are relief printmaking, there are monotype, intaglio.
I'm going to ask you to, in 25 words or less, tell us what these are for those of us who are not familiar.
Okay. Relief printmaking would include something like woodblock, where the raised surface of the block is what gets printed. Okay. There's intaglio. There's a really fine etching that's going to be exhibited there. And intaglio, it is the engraved surface that gets the ink that gets printed. Okay.
So with the intaglio, do you carve it also? Is it on metal, or what is that done on?
It is done on either copper or zinc, and there is some kind of acid that eats the mm-hmm. channels into the metal plate, and you put ink on the plate and kind of rub the ink off the surface, and so the ink remains in the channels, and that is what gets printed.
Yeah. Okay, explain me, if it's in the channels, how does it get onto the paper?
Okay.
With a fabric or whatever you're printing.
You usually use a moistened or dampened piece of paper, and you run it through an etching press, and there's a lot of pressure that goes over the paper and presses it into those channels.
And the dampness sucks up some of the color as well. That helps
the dampness.
Do that?
Yeah. The dampness of the paper helps it to absorb the ink.
Better mm-hmm. word. Yes, mm-hmm. that's.
But you can actually feel the lines if you were to put your hand across the ink and feel it. The lines are raised on the paper
after it's printed.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the ink is standing. Okay. So, and then there was another one that you mentioned.
Monotype.
Monotype.
Monotype is a process that is kind of open-ended. You use usually a plexiglass plate, and you can use rollers, you can use brushes to put the ink onto the plate, and you put a piece of paper on the ink surface and run it through a press, and it then presses the ink into the paper.
Okay, and why doesn't it smear?
I'm just thinking,
you have wet ink on plexiglass, and then you put paper on it.
It's the type of ink. You can use an oil-based ink, and in that case, oil and water aren't going to mix. Mm-hmm. You can also use a soy-based ink, and the soy-based ink is a relatively new type of ink. It is water-based, but because I believe of the soy in it, the pigment does not disperse in the water when you put the dampened paper on it.
I love the way you use technical words like disperse, which everybody knows, but it doesn't come to my lips when I'm talking about printmaking. Okay. So are those the three main ways of doing this? And do you sometimes mix and match? Yes, Elizabeth's raising her hand. Yes.
Yeah, well, there's making collagraphs, which is relatively new from the beginning of the 1900s. And it's putting different materials on a plate, either permanently or not.
Materials like stuff?
Plant
wire,
material?
Fabric, material, mm-hmm. Anything. And you can, as I say, you can glue them on or not glue them on. And you usually ink it with a top roll, not an intaglio process, but sometimes you can get both on the same plate, and that's kind of interesting.
So when you were starting, each of you separately, did you have any background in printmaking when you started working up at the college? Kirsten's going
no, I
negative.
Didn't. Not at all.
A horizontal nod. And Elizabeth is a vertical nod, meaning yes. So
yes.
You,
I had some printmaking in some of my first year courses in a design school I went to. We did silk screen mm-hmm. and not any mono prints or etching, but woodblock, I think.
Yeah, whatever happened to silk screen? Isn't that considered a printmaking, or is that not?
It is, and it's called serigraph. Serigraphy. But I think it's so easily reproducible, it's not quite as popular as it used to be. You can take a photo of silkscreen and make thousands, you know. So, but with any of the intaglio processes or the top roll, usually there's an embossment of some kind, either up or down, so you can tell when it's an original print.
Right, right. Neat. So when you took the classes, did you learn all these different methods, or did you was each term a different kind of a thing and you just got hooked? And I remember you were here one time, Kirsten, and you said you'd done different art forms, but you walked into that class, Royals class, and you did this and you went, this is it. I'm home.
Exactly.
That was great.
Exactly.
That was very exciting.
Yeah. When I took the printmaking class from Royal, he did go into the different types of printmaking. One semester we would focus on monotypes. Mm-hmm. One semester we would focus on intaglio and woodblock, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you took the class for 3 terms, you would get a little taste of
right.
the different forms of printmaking.
Right. And did you start making stuff that was worth showing right away? Art. Did you start showing your work right away?
Oh.
Or was it, you know, sometimes like if you take a poetry class, it takes a while to work it up. I mean, you can show up and nobody's going to buy your book. I'm just wondering, how
well,
long
you know,
does it take?
Well, you know what?
Good?
It's very interesting in that I think your very beginning printmaking students have a lot of success. And the ones who've been doing it for a long time have a lot of success.
Uh-huh.
When you're in the middle range, you kind of feel like,
You doubt yourself, Sam,
right.
and you want
you're
to be
trying
better.
To find your way,
right,
et cetera.
Right, how fun. Okay, folks, you have an opportunity to not only hear about these methods, but to see the results from how many of the printmakers are involved in this group.
There are 10 of us are going to be showing works at the Columbia Memorial Hospital.
This is the Health and Wellness Pavilion. It's on Exchange Street. Do you know what the number is?
Oh, you know, I don't know the cross street.
Okay.
But I did want to put in a plug for some of the printmakers in our collective.
Mm-hmm.
Penny Treat is going to be having a studio opening reception this weekend in Elwaco.
That's right, 1128 First, and this is her grand opening of her brand new gallery.
Her brand new studio gallery.
Her studio gallery, yeah. I didn't write down the time on that. Do you happen to have that?
It's going to be 2 to 7.
2 to 7, okay. And I know Marie Powell is also having open house at Shoalwater Cove Gallery, 11 to 5, and that's at the Port of Ilwaco, 177 Howerton. Anyone else?
Yes, Jen Lowry,
Yes.
who does such wonderful landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
One of her monotypes was juried into the Around Oregon annual show in Corvallis.
Ooh.
And the reception is going to be
same time.
At the same time as the Columbia Memorial.
Right, right.
So she won't be there.
That's very exciting. Good
and
for her.
Vicki Baker
just
had one of her monotypes published in the Rain magazine, the literary and art magazine that Clatsop Community College puts out.
And we're going to be talking about Rain magazine a little bit later with the one and only Nancy Cook. So, it's a beauty.
And she also has 4 monotypes that were chosen for a show at Trails End Gallery that's opening June 7th.
In Gearhart.
Gearhart. And then Elizabeth,
that's you,
sitting right here,
yeah.
Has works in Tempo Gallery on Commercial Street, as do Vicki Baker and Normandy Hand.
Right.
And those...
Excellent.
We're just a really
it's very
wonderful
exciting.
Group.
And as long as we're saying this, I should mention, we're not going to go into detail now because you'll be hearing more about this, but there is going to be an open studio tour coming up in July, end of July, and some of these printmakers that you just named will be opening up their spaces for visitors. So,
And again, I've I don't want to forget, the North Coast Printmakers Collective are not the only artists that will be showing at the Columbia Memorial Hospital. Constance Wisenin has a wonderful fiber art piece in the conference room.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Salisbury has some really nice photographs in, I believe it's the outpatient pharmacy.
Great. If you don't know where any of this is, you can always call Columbia Memorial Hospital, and the number is 325-4321. But if you just drive along Exchange, you know, like 22nd Street, something like that, you'll see the pavilion. It's got a big sign on it, and this is very exciting. The opening again is May 29th. That's Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Kirsten Horning and Elizabeth Bon Zimmerman, and congratulations on the show. Very cool. I have a piece from Maddie Charles, who, together with his partner Katie Rose, going to be at the Sou'wester in Seaview Sunday, this Sunday, the 25th at 8 p.m. Let's hear a bit of him right here on Coast Community Radio.
I don't want to go where the living gets too slow. You see, I like to be a stranger when I want to be alone. And where the neon lights the night, there's a place I feel alright. It's a long, long way from heaven, but it's the closest thing I know. And they say that she's a woman with a hammer for a heart, that she doesn't give a damn about you when you fall apart. But I love her just the same, she's beautiful and vain. And even when she kicks me out, I always come back home again. Now the rich have got it made, or so I've heard it said, while the rest must be contented with whatever they can get. And it takes a lot of fame for a street to wear your name, so that people walk upon you but forget you just the same. And they say that she's a Jezebel with pinwheels in her eyes. She'll confuse you, then misuse you while she tells you pretty lies. Oh, but when you play the game, you can only play your part. You can't beat the ace of diamonds if you play jack of hearts. I've seen autumn's golden rosary, summer's dirty streets. I've seen the winter stop the traffic as it fell upon her feet. I have seen her dressed in rags, I have seen her dressed in pearls. And that's why I fell in love with her, that's why she's still my girl. I see her as a queen with lighted jewels in her crown, and she shines so bright you see her for
well,
100
We are listening to Maddie Charles, and Maddie, together with his partner Katie Rose, again, they are going to be playing at the Sou'wester in Seaview. That's on 38th and the Ocean, and it's a great place to check out just period, and to check out for music as well. So, I don't know, have a clue how old they are, but I do know that my guests right now are, I think for today, yes, there are my youngest guests. There are four of them, and I'm very excited because they are playing at Astoria High School. Winnie the Pooh. Now, what's the name of this piece, though? Is it The House on Pooh Corner?
Yes.
House on Pooh Corner by, everybody knows, A.A. Milne. Did any of you grow up with, did anyone read?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
did?
The books and also the Disney movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very exciting because I did too. And and we are several generations apart. So it's exciting to know that people are still doing, because this stuff is classic. And as a matter of fact, Bob Goldberg has been reading it on the radio as well. So, okay, so I'm going to ask you to, let's take it straight across, since the gentleman is in the minority. We'll start with you. Tell us who you are.
I am Matt Berger.
Okay, and?
I'm Becca Howe.
And?
I'm Brittany Virgillo.
Brittany, how do you say that last name?
Virgillo.
Okay, you stumped me. Okay. And
Chrissy Alexander.
And Chrissy Alexander, who is the stage manager. And Chrissy, thanks for getting back to me. I was trying to track these guys down. And, you know, whoever was in the office was very cool, because she actually went out and found you. I said, yeah. I need the theater people. And so she found you. So now what grades are you guys in?
Me and Becca and Chrissy are all seniors, and Brittany,
I'm a freshman.
Okay, you're going to need to get close into the mic. Let's bend that mic down a little bit. Just this, like this. Yes, like that. Okay. So, Brittany, you're a freshman?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a brave girl coming in here with these three big old seniors. Okay, and I know that the three of you are veteran actors, theater people. Brittany, is this a new endeavor, or have you been doing theater for a while, or what?
Well, this is the first time I've ever actually been in a play, really.
Get right close to that microphone. Watch this. Here's my... I'm going to go. Oh, you're going to have wind there.
There you go.
Okay. That was the wind and the rain, folks. You could hear it. So. Okay, so tell us again.
This is the first time I've ever really been in a play, but I've been interested in acting for a long time.
Well, you're very wise to get involved, because, right?
Am I
speaking
for
you?
Yeah,
your seniors know what a fabulous experience it's been. And Jenny Newton still at the high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not letting her leave is mainly the bottom line, because she's so terrific. So let me ask you, Brittany, what got you interested?
I don't really know. I've just kind of been interested in acting my entire life, and I finally had an opportunity to, so I took it.
So you found out there was theater offered at the high school and said, I'll take it?
Well, I'm actually in acting class, and Jenny told us about the auditions, so I ended up going.
Great. And are all three of you on stage
this
time as well? Okay, well, I knew you were, but the others are too. So tell us about this production. The House at Pooh Corner. Is that one of the books, or what is that?
It's based off the second book by A.A. Milne, And it follows the story of Christopher Robin having to run away to education. And him and all of his animal friends plan to leave and escape to the South Pole. But they run into some trouble with Tigger and all these sidetracks and stuff. But it's a great little story about growing up and kind of a coming-of-age story. It's cute.
And the funny thing about the Pooh stories is, even though they were allegedly written for children, I think adults always appreciated them as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's going to happen to the three seniors here? Are you going to take theater with you into the rest of your lives?
I think so.
And what are you doing next year? As long as I've got you here right now, it's the end of May. My God, you're graduating like now almost.
Yeah, we're about graduating in 2 weeks.
We have 7 full days of school left.
Holy cow. And yet you're doing this play. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, because I know how much time that takes. So,
yeah,
Chrissy, what are you doing next year? Do you know?
Next year, I'm going to be going down to Eugene, to the University of Oregon, where I'm going to work on my special education degree.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay. And boy, can you use theater in the classroom.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Becca, how about you?
Well, I am going to Portland State next year, and I'm actually undecided right now, but I know I'm going to at least minor in theater, so I can keep doing that.
Great. So you'll be in Portland. We got a Eugene and a Portland, and Matt?
I'm also going to Portland State next year.
Okay.
I mean, they have one of the best theater programs in the whole state, and lots of opportunities in Portland. You got Portland Center Stage. You got small community theaters there.
I know. I drool sometimes because there's so much going on there. But here we are in little old Astoria, and we certainly have made a mark. So now for this production, The House at Pooh Corner, which is happening, this is the last weekend, actually. So it's tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 p.m. And Wayne Doyle, I understand, is directing. Is he a student?
No,
he's
He's a former teacher at Astoria High School. He's currently Air Force, right?
Yeah, Air Force.
He's in the Air Force right now. He has helped with tons of productions at Astoria High School. He used to be the dancing bear for Nutcracker.
And if you remember Dramagic, our production of improv comedy, he was the director of that.
I don't know why. His name, I saw that name and I went, who is this? But So if he's in the Air Force, you say? How is he able to direct your play?
He's taken a lot of leave time. Off to come and help us out.
That is terrific.
He loves coming down.
He's so dedicated to all of us.
He's really passionate about helping us with this.
And he's always really supportive. He's a great director.
Well, you know, I'm sure that helps inspire you guys, right? I mean, it makes you want to know that if it's that important to someone who's got his life together somewhere else, then it's worth pursuing. And what else do you get out of theater besides having a good time?
Well, I know I personally get the friends who become basically like family, and I know that I've grown closer to Chrissy and to Matt and to our friend Una, who was actually playing Christopher Robin, and she moved here at the beginning of the year, and I'm grateful for all of the family that I've been able to create.
So. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way. And on top of creating my own family, I get to bring in people like Brittany and have her be joined in the theater family as well. And it's just so rewarding to know that she's so passionate about theater like the rest of us, and she will continue the legacy as
we
leave.
It's true. It's true, because you'll be back here, your families are here, and then you'll be able to watch. And it's great because Brittany's got a few years ahead of her.
Yes, she does.
A lot of pressure, Brittany. It's a lot of pressure.
I'll do my best to
now,
keep it going.
Now, and what about you, Matt?
Just that sense of community is great. But also with, specifically for this show, it's that connections you can make with the audience. Because, I mean, you get to break that fourth wall in this show.
Nice.
So I mean,
Well, you
get
are
to,
Tigger, so I guess.
I am Tigger. Before the show, you get to interact with the audience a little bit in character, and especially with those little kids, it's great to see their little faces just brighten
up. Are you
in
costume?
Oh yeah, you're in.
We have full costume costumes and
how fun!
They wear actually in the car.
These big old footy pajamas, head to toe.
Great,
wonderful. Just that community connection that you make with others.
Were any of you shy to begin with?
I have a story about this. So my freshman year, they were doing Dog Eat Dog. And I was going to audition for it, but I chickened out the day of the audition, and I completely regret it, and I ended up being the house manager, which was great, and it got me into it, but I completely regret not doing that first show to kind of push
but
me.
It kicked your butt, so you never missed another audition.
And I did the same thing, too. I heard about the show, and I was like, you know, maybe not, and I totally regret it. Doggy Dog was so much fun.
It was the first week of school. That's kind of what pushed me away. I was like,
especially
this is terrible. And I came from Star of the Sea. So I was kind of like, no, it's
But I mean,
well, has that made you more welcoming, do you think, to some of the
I mean, being a little freshman and having no other theater experience, it's really, it's terrifying, honestly. Yeah. But as long as you keep throwing yourself in there more and more, you just get so used to it that it becomes second nature.
Clearly, I would say this is a high recommendation, five-star recommendation for people to get involved in theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
And seniors are always more than welcome to help freshmen. I remember my freshman year, I was friends with all of the seniors, and they really pushed me along, and they helped me a lot.
Well, you know, and that's a really good point, because in so many other things, allegedly the freshmen are just, you know, pushkies, whereas here you're all dependent on one another. And so it's the same with it would be the same with a band or music and the arts, basically.
When it comes to like sports and stuff, that's more of a competitive nature, not bashing on sports. There's great team building in that, but I mean, with theater, you have to rely on other people, and you get to bring other people up, and it's just great to see everyone's personal growth rather than
The only competitive part is the audition. But once you get past the disappointment of not having the role you wanted, you're kind of more of a group.
I remember, I think it was Susie who used to say, you leave your ego at the door when you go in. Because there is no small person. There was some phrase there. It's because every part is important, no matter how short the role.
If there's someone not doing their part in the show, it's
noticeable.
It can mess
up everybody,
It alters the entire show.
Well, I'll hope you all break your legs tonight. but not for long. Big congratulations to Matt and Becca and Chrissy on graduation and your plans for next year. And Brittany, I'm delighted that you're going to be with us for another 3 years, so you'll be back in this place, I'm sure. Okay, have a great show. And
Thank you.
This is Astoria High School, and it is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2.
On Sunday, 2 is our senior night, so if you want to come and support the seniors, we'll have food afterwards, and we're going to have some fun, and we'll have awards for thespians. So,
lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
Feel free to join.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. And speaking of all those animals, again, I wanted to congratulate Clatsop County on voting yes on a ban for cruelty to circus animals and to all animals. Folks, bless the beasts and the children, our children, our world, and setting great examples. Listen, aren't those seniors amazing? They're setting great examples. Ooh, gets me all teary. And that was, by the way, Belinda Carlisle, bless the beasts and the children. And right now, I have Nancy Cook here, because last night we had a gala affair. Right, Nancy?
It was an affair.
It was. That was so fun. Yes, in a new venue, too, and it worked out really well. Rain Magazine came out yesterday, and it is another gorgeous copy. And, you know, we were just talking about it. I don't know whether you heard the beginning of the show, but I had the North Coast Printmakers Collective.
Oh, nice.
And they mentioned that Vicki Baker has a piece in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Royal Nebuchadnezzar's work is on the cover and on the inside.
I know.
He's their
teacher. I love
the
cover.
Yeah. It's terrific. So tell, for people who don't know what we're talking about, what is Rain Magazine?
Rain Magazine is the literary and arts publication of Clatsop Community College. We've been around, I may have lost track, 44 years?
Is that
right? Been published by a number of different editors. We have a student staff that gathers during the winter quarter and selects the manuscript and makes the design and chooses the cover art. And then it takes a little while. We sent it off to Portland to be published this year at Ash Creek Press. They did a great job. And it came back, and we had our reception.
And it was wonderful because a lot of the writers and the artists, the visual artists, are there. The visual arts came out really good this year.
I thought so, too.
The prints are beautiful. And it was at the college in the open area, and it was really fun because, in addition to all the good food, a lot of the artwork was there, some of it even for sale. And then the readers, some people came from, LeGrand?
I know. That guy Richard Matt came from LeGrand. It was quite the gathering of the literati. We had Bob Pyle from Grays River and Matt Love and Karen Temple and Florence Sage and then John Simonello, James Dodd. It was really wonderful. And people up from Manzanita.
And some, new to
new
me, voices,
who
were terrific.
I loved that little girl, Ann Davis, with her covered bridge poem.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Number of CCC students. Oh, Dave Densmore was here. Yeah. He's usually gone to Kodiak, but he was here. New voice from Dr. Scott Ashley.
That was beautiful.
I know.
What a delightful surprise. There was also the gentleman who did a nonfiction piece that was very powerful.
At the end, Don Hutton. Yeah, he's actually taking my class.
Wow.
He's amazing. Wow. He's been writing like that every week.
Well, so your class, what is your class, Nancy Cook?
Oh, my class, I always have five classes, you know that. But I'm teaching creative nonfiction this quarter, and we have a really great crowd. In fact, two of the writers who read last night are in that class.
What does it mean to say creative nonfiction as opposed to nonfiction?
Well, creative nonfiction is this new hot genre which borrows from the techniques of both fiction and poetry. So rather than maybe a matter-of-fact biography that reads like a research paper, creative nonfiction is like memoir, reportage, nonfiction novels. So we talk a lot about how you can use the techniques of fiction to create compelling dialogue, real scenes, page turners.
Very exciting. That's terrific because dry stuff puts me to sleep. And this stuff last night,
There wasn't a dull page in the book. It's so wonderful.
Very exciting. Okay, so we had our affair last night. And if you missed it, sorry, folks, you missed it. However, tune in for next year. But the book is available, isn't it?
It is available.
How can people get it?
There is already a stack out at the CCC library.
Okay.
And they will also be available at the bookstore and South County campus. And we also distribute them via our patrons. You know, Rain only happens because of our patrons. So Astoria Coffee House, oh my gosh, they went above and beyond. Jim, if you're listening, bless your heart.
Yeah, he's great.
But Fort George, Blue Scorcher all support us. You can get them at Godfather's Books.
And there is a small charge, but trust me, it's small and well worth it.
It actually says a suggested donation.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
But I suggest you give it because we want to keep this thing going. It's fantastic. And of course, the people who are putting it together, the students and the readers are all volunteers, the writers. And okay, so Rain Magazine, and what else do we need to know about it? Find it, folks. Is there a way people can, anything on the web that people
can? We haven't done a web edition. We have a website where you can find out about submission guidelines and of the sort, but we haven't.
What is that? Do you know it offhand?
It's, you access it, I actually don't. It's kind of a long, unwieldy one through the college website.
Okay,
but if you just Google on Rain Magazine and Clatsop, you would find it.
Yeah, and it's a treasure. I collect mine, and I
do. You have a whole shelf of them?
Oh, I do.
And you're always at the reading.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you know that treat last night? We had Allison Wilski sing too.
Yeah,
that was neat.
Sweet.
We had a little music last night. Thank you, Allison, if you're listening.
Yeah, and that was great. Thank you, Nancy, because what was the announcement you gave us last night?
Oh,
boo-hoo.
We don't have to make big deal about that. Oh, well, Deke sang to me because this is actually my. I'm stepping down as editor or moving on, and we've got some good possibilities in for the future, but I've done it for 9 years.
And in case you're wondering, who is this Nancy Cook? The voice sounds familiar. If you've ever come to Fisher Poets, you know Nancy Cook and lots of other things too. She's a woman about town and actually one of the submissions in the book this year, and Nancy didn't have anything to do with it, was what's her full name?
Nazina Elizabeth Cook.
Elizabeth, otherwise, a.k.a. Izzy. And that was charming, too. So
there's some artwork from the second graders at Ms. Hankwitz's class in here this year.
Wonderful.
So also, and Izzy had her piece. It's a really great edition. I'm happy.
It is. It's a nice way to go out.
Yeah.
And of course, Nancy isn't getting very far either because she will be staying here. If you're interested in taking a class at the college, you'll start again in September. Is that it?
Well, we have summer classes, quite a few summer classes, including some writing classes through community ed. And then, yes, we start again in the fall. I get to teach lit poetry in the fall, which is fun. That's not creative writing, but we study poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I think studying anything with you would be fun, though. I have to admit.
Maybe you should have some of my students write about that. No. But both summer and fall quarter are available to register right now.
Okay. And is there a phone number at the Phone number at the college is 325-9010 is the main number.
No, that's the 0910. Phone number at KMUN.
No, that's 0010.
It's 338-2400.
That's a newer number. I'm going 40 years ago. 325-9010 will get you to the college. See, she doesn't even know. She's only been here how many years? 20?
No. 10.
10. Oh, you're a babe.
I get a 10-year survivor award this year.
Give us the newer number, though, that you just said.
338-2400 is the main number at the college. And then those schedules are available also on our website, clatsipcc.edu. And they're pretty easy to access. So if you're thinking about taking a class, which is so important, do it. Oh, yeah. John Haggerty was there last night. Thanks, John.
Oh, he was great. He was
the
fun.
Night the loggers fought the crabbers at the stripper
bar.
Oh, God,
that was funny. Funny. Okay, we're going to leave you with all these tidbits. Folks, get a hold of Rain Magazine and enjoy. Thanks so much for coming
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for all you do, Carol.
Okay, I'm going to put some more music on, and then I'm going to read you some of the other things going on, and I have one more guest from, well, I'll let her tell you. It's Hans Araki and Carrie Novotny, and they're going to be at the Pine Grove this Sunday at 6 p.m. Tell you what else is going on. The Coaster Theater, folks, I saw it last week. It is fabulous. The Boys Next Door, do not miss this production. It's Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, Sunday at 3. And then the talk back is on Thursday at 7:30. And next weekend is the last weekend. Don't miss it. I don't say that often. This is Karen Bain production. So, Astoria High School, the House at Pooh Corner, Riverbend Players, are doing a funeral for the gang for a gangster Friday and Saturday 7 at Tsunami Restaurant in Wheeler. Astoria Arts and Movement Center, 342 10th Street, has a spring dance party. Come in costume, 21 and over. And that's tonight at 9. And the Palette Puddlers, 10 to 5 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then 10 to 3 on Monday. That's at the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. And Vino Manzanita is featuring Scott Warren and Peter Heisbeck in jazz from 7 to 9 tonight in Manzanita. And then tomorrow night, they are going to be joined, Hinsbeck. Oh, it's a good Dutch name, it looks like. They're going to be joined by vocalist Dinah Urell and Martin Buell at Gala at 8 p.m. for Jazz Night. And also tomorrow is Penny Treat and Marie Powell, as we mentioned. Cannon Beach History Center has a book sale. So does Il Waco High School. So does the Manzanita Library. All tomorrow. And Napton Cove Open House is tomorrow at 1. Art reception at 4th Street Studio and Gallery in Manzanita. They're running all weekend, but the reception is tomorrow night, 5 to 7. Gearhart Fireman's Ball with the Bruce Smith Band. And the Trash Art Show, you heard about it last week. It's going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4, Monday from 10 to 1. And that's it. This is at Cardam's Refinery. And Sunday, Maddie Charles and Katie Rose at Southwester. Hans Araki, you're hearing right now, along with Carrie Novotny at Pine Grove. Fort George has Blue Sun. River Sea, 1 p.m. Artists on Sunday with Dogs Tell Their Story. Rex Martin and Marcy Merrill. Sounds great. National Tap Dance Day is Sunday. And the Tolovana Arts Colony is having a sort of flash mob at 12:30 at Sandpiper Square. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Zach Borden and Catherine Clare are going to be at the... yes, they are. I'll tell you that later. North Coast Printmakers are on Thursday. But right now, a very different kind of music is happening with my guest, and that is Angela Calvin Peterson, and she's looking very good these days. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
You know, when I saw you the other day and thought how gorgeous you looked, I didn't look down.
Oh.
I'm looking down now and I'm seeing, Wow, beautiful. So tell us why you're here and who you are. Which group are you representing?
Well,
Columbia
I'm
River Symphony
here
today?
Here representing, I guess, in the community. I'm here to represent the community and encourage people to join the music scene. So as a music teacher for the Astoria School District, and my husband's the band director in Jewel, my goal is to provide students with the skills to start their lives filled with music and appreciation for the arts. So I know that they don't always continue and focus 100% on it, but I always hope that down the road that they come back to music. So I'm here to come find the people of the community that are those people that I'm teaching now. So I'm here representing two groups, North Oregon Coast Symphony and the Columbia River Symphony, and we're trying to recruit new players.
So when you say new, is that any particular age you're looking for, or just...
Well, there's two groups, and so the North Oregon Coast Symphony is geared towards the person that enjoys the classics.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact we're playing, I'm pretty sure, but we're playing Smetana's Moldau the Regatta this year with North Oregon Coast Symphony.
I love that piece.
I believe there may be some Beethoven and Mozart and stuff like
for
that.
For the regatta, did you say?
Yeah, for the regatta.
Whoa, and that's going to bring it up. Are you going to be out on a ship on the ocean when you play your music?
Well, like the Titanic. we actually close the regatta. Our concert's going to be August 10th, which is a Sunday, at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
And so, that's kind of what Northern Coast Symphony is geared towards. Columbia River Symphony is a little different. They're geared towards people who want to explore contemporary. We do the classics. We just finished a jazz series. We've done Egyptian. We've done all this amazing stuff that you're like, wow, this is, I never thought
where
I would hear
from,
this.
We did some
Greek mythology pieces that were just fabulous. We had to crumple paper to make fire. It was just fantastic. So that group is geared towards contemporary. And so the age groups that we're looking for, it's not really appropriate to like quarantine one age group.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
looking for skills, and we really try to work with people. So we are aware that people took music in their school systems but miss that and wish they had the opportunity to get back into it.
So you're inviting them big time.
Yeah, we're inviting you, and we're here to support you. You know, the music is Corey and my family in the community. So we're not from this area, and this is just a really great place to meet new people.
Well, didn't you start Columbia River Symphony because of the young people?
Yeah, and people were so excited about it that we couldn't keep the older people out. So now that's a really
interesting group.
Yeah, it's a totally mixed group. We got people of all ages who are still getting back into it. And then we got people of all ages that are really good at helping those people. Mm-hmm. So it's a side-by-side thing, and it works so good. It's just amazing.
And it's also neat because I know you've had parent-child people in that group too, and I think that's a fabulous idea. If they're a lot of times that happens. This is a way to spend time, quality time. But you're doing something that's a growing process, and you can each enjoy it. So
And we actually have such dedication from our members that we've had some people unfortunately move away, and most of them come back. They come every weekend or every other weekend from Newburgh or Vancouver because they love this group
rehearsal.
So much. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
nice. Nice. Yeah. And so how do people get involved in these groups? And they're also, if you're playing a different kind of instrument, there's also the North Coast Symphonic Band. Everybody is always welcome. And of course, if you like to sing, there's the North Coast Chorale. As a matter of fact, we had a rendezvous at a restaurant in Manzanita.
Yeah.
North Coast Chorale was going to its concert, and the North Oregon Coast Symphony was going home. So how do people get involved?
Well, I have startup dates, and I have websites.
Okay.
So the most important thing to write down at this time is probably the websites, because if you're interested, what you should do is email the conductor, my husband, and let him know what you're playing, let him know what you're interested in doing, so that he can prepare a folder of music for you at first rehearsal. So the North Oregon Coast Symphony, their first rehearsal is June 10th at 6:30 to 8:30. This is a Tuesday. It's in Cannon Beach at the Cannon Beach Community Church. Our concert is August 10th, Sunday, and that is at 3 p.m. in Astoria. The website, we have a new website. This is very important. So nocsymphony.org.
Okay.
And so that's the new website, and the conductor's contact information is on there as well.
How long has Corey been the conductor for North Oregon Coast Symphony?
This is his first year as conductor. Okay. He was a second guy.
Okay. I was a little confused when I saw that he was a conductor. I said, wait a minute, he's with the Columbia River Symphony. So here's an opportunity, again, not a competitive thing. It's definitely a coming together. Okay, quickly give us the CRS one.
Okay. So CRS, the first rehearsal is June 7th, Saturday at 10:30. It's at Warrenton High School in the music room, which is on the south side of the building.
Okay, and the website for that?
Yeah, ColumbiaRiverSymphony.org. And once again, contact the conductor.
Phone number?
There's an email address on
there.
Okay, great. Yes, yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to cut you off now. Angela Calvin Peterson from all the orchestras, who also teaches in all the schools, along with her husband. They've got it all wrapped up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for raising the bar and the enthusiasm and the excitement, and also bringing a new musician into this world soon.
Oh, yes. A string player, because Daddy works late.
So. Oh, there you go. Okay, that's great. Thanks so much, Angela.
You.
Yeah, to go out, I have a short piece from a brand new album. Just came out. It's hard to talk. It's A Good Trip After All. It's John Broderick and Jay Speakman. And our Fisher Poets guys. And don't forget Catherine Clare and Zach Borden are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach, Washington. Thanks, folks, for being here. Stay tuned to KMUN Astoria KTCB Tillamook. And thanks for the votes.
School took place and they did not respond to that.
Also today, as the bloodshed in Ukraine continues, Vladimir Putin makes a controversial visit to Crimea, and why Brazil's poor Olympic preparations could see the 2016 Games return to London.
At this stage in the run-up to 2012, London was about 60% ready for the Games. Rio, it's said, is around 10% there.
That's coming up on FSN Reports after a latest summary of the day's headlines.